Well, good morning again, everybody. It's wonderful to be here with you. In September, Pastor Bud preached a sermon series called By the Grace of God, and examined three very important facets of God's grace. He talked about prevenient grace, and that's the grace that precedes us and draws us into a relationship with Christ. He talked about convicting and justifying grace, and that's the grace that causes us to realize our sinfulness, our need for a Savior, and makes us just before a holy God. And then there's the sanctifying grace. And sanctifying grace is the grace that continues on after we have accepted Jesus. It continues on in our lives, perfecting us, molding us, shaping us into the image of Jesus. Now, the whole Christian journey is really a story of grace from our beginning to our end. And today we remember God's glorifying grace. God's glorifying grace that brings us fully into his presence, perfect, redeemed, and at peace. The saints that we remember aren't gone. They have simply gone on from grace into glory. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us." I love this scripture here. I mean, what a beautiful image. We are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. Not spectators, but testifiers. The names and the faces we saw this morning aren't sitting in the stands somewhere judging us from above. Those people we saw are cheering us on, encouraging us to keep running the race of faith. Every name we heard this morning is a story of God's grace, a reminder that God is faithful. The people we remember today were mothers and fathers, teachers and friends, encouragers, prayer warriors. Some were quiet servants who never wanted recognition. Others were bold witnesses that made their faith known both in word and in deed. But all of them shared one thing in common: the grace of God that is at work in their lives. You know, grace was never meant to be private. It shows itself in community. It shows itself in love. It shows itself in service. Think about the people who have influenced your faith. Think about those people, as Pastor Bud was sharing with our children, who taught you in Sunday school or in Vacation Bible School or in children's church. Think about those people who prayed for you, taught you the stories of Scripture, who showed you what forgiveness looks like. Those people who encouraged you when you were ready to give up. These people were simply grace in motion. The saints were people who, through whom we were able to glimpse God's heart. Their witness wasn't about perfection, but it was about faithfulness. They showed us that holiness isn't about being flawless. It's about being filled with the love of God and having that love radiate out of us. Radiating out of us through words and through actions, through their lives. And church, the good news is that their witness does not end with death. Their stories continue to inspire us. Their prayers still echo in heaven. Their faith now strengthens ours. You know, like runners running in a relay race, they have passed the baton of faith on to us. And now it's our turn to run with perseverance. In Revelation 21, which we heard a moment ago, paints a beautiful picture of glorifying grace fulfilled. And then I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, the dwelling place is now, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people. And God will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." And this is what glorifying grace looks like, that the people of God gathered into his presence. A presence that brings healing and peace. And the saints that we honor today are a part of that. They are a part of that multitude. They aren't lost. They are found in Christ's eternal love. And it all flows out of God's grace. It's not something to be earned. It is simply a gift of God's redeeming love. You know, theologians will call this the final act of grace, glorifying grace, when the work of God is finally completed. You know, Paul puts it this way in Philippians 1:6, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." You know, glorifying grace is simply the finish line of faith. That moment when we are made whole, where every tear is wiped away, when we will stand full in the light of God's glory. Now, thanks be to God for those names that we remember. Their struggles of this world are behind them. The pain that they may have experienced has been replaced by faith. Their hope has now become reality. Their love has triumphed over death. And the mystery is that though they are gone from our sights, they are not gone from us. We remain connected through what we call the communion of saints. That unbroken fellowship between the church on earth and the church in heaven. Each time we profess that faith using the Apostles' Creed, we say together in one voice that we believe in the communion of saints. And that when we gather at the Lord's table, when we share in that communion. That the veil between heaven and earth grows thin, and we realize that the saints are near, singing the same song of praise to the risen Lord. In that moment, we join with all the company of heaven to proclaim, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory." That's glorifying grace. The grace that gathers us into the eternal presence of God, where every tribe and tongue and nation will worship together around the throne. But this day is not just about the saints that have gone before us. It is also about us. And it is about our continued walk of faith. You know, grace calls us to live as saints in the making. You and I are still works in process. And God's sanctifying grace is still shaping our hearts, teaching us to love as Christ loves. There may be days where we don't feel like saints, but every act of mercy every moment of forgiveness, every word of encouragement, all of it is evidence of God's grace at work within us. And I believe we honor the saints best by remembering them, not just by remembering them, but by continuing their witness. We are called to take up that mantle of service, to take up their commitment to prayer, their passion for justice, their love for the church. Right? The baton has been passed to us. Secondly, grace gives us hope in our grief. Yes, we grieve today. The ache of loss is real. You know, all those folks that we saw on the video this morning, I know where each one sat. And most of you do as well. There are empty chairs around tables, and quiet places in our hearts. But we do not grieve as people without hope. For glorifying grace reminds us that death is not the end of the story. As an old preacher once said, for the believer, death is not the period at the end of the sentence. It is simply a comma. Because our story continues on in the presence of God. My church, that is our hope. That is our living hope. And it is secured by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thirdly, grace turns remembrance into mission. Right? The saints' faith calls us forward. We're not called to stand still in nostalgia, but we are to move forward in mission. Their witness should propel us into service and generosity and compassion and holiness. One day, someone will read our names in a service like this. And what kind of witness will we leave behind? Will others be able to say that they saw God's grace in us by how we loved, how we forgave, how we lived? Right? The goal is not to be remembered for our greatness, but to be remembered for our grace. Every name that we remember today represents the full story of that grace. Each one began this life a sinner who was redeemed by Christ and who now rests in glory. Grace brought them all home. So on this day, we don't just mark a loss, we proclaim victory. We proclaim that death does not have the final word. We proclaim that love is stronger than the grave. We proclaim that grace will lead us home. And John Newton's old hymn says it best. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. That is the story of the saints. That is the story of the church. And that's the story of every one of us who belongs in Christ. And so today, as we remember the saints, let us give thanks for that grace that shaped their lives and the glory that now surrounds them. Let us live as people who are marked by that same grace. And let us look forward with confidence and joy to the day when faith will become sight and that we will join them in the presence of the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, hear this invitation to the table. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sins and seek to love and peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sins before God and one another. And the words will be up here on the screen. So let's say this together. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbor, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Church, hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were still sinners, and that proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.